Don't you love discovering reasons to like a new writer, like finding out they live in one of your favorite places? I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marion Winnick reviews a pair of books by an author who shares her passion for the Delaware Shore. Hi, Marion.
Hi, Lisa. I discovered Ethan Joella's soft-spoken debut, A Little Hope, while hanging out at Dewey Beach a few years back, and I was tickled to learn that the author lives just down the road from there in Rehoboth, though he hasn't yet used the Delaware coast as a setting. A Little Hope chronicles 10 months in the lives of a dozen characters in small-town Connecticut, changing point of view with each new chapter, building your hopes for each member of its beleaguered cast. Two of the families have suffered the deaths of children. Another has an older son with substance abuse problems. A man with a young daughter and a successful business gets a dire diagnosis, while his boss has to confront long-range consequences of a past infidelity. I like the way Jana Siciliano put it in her review. The lessons we must all learn of tolerance, forgiveness, and compassion transform these people as they would transform you and the members of your own family or community. It almost feels like a documentary in its lack of poetry. Joella's direct writing style doesn't leave room for soap opera drama. Instead, these are people. People who need people. It may not sound special, but that's precisely what makes A Little Hope a special book, a breath of fresh air in a world of TikTok books that use escalating plots to entertain their readers. In his second novel, A Little Hope, Joella again creates parallel narratives for several small-town characters, then, poof, reveals how they turn up in each other's lives. Here the town is Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, the time is deep winter, and the characters are Chuck, Kristen, and Ella. Chuck is a recent widower in his early 70s whose grief after the death of his wife is immobilizing with regret over one poorly resolved disagreement. He was wrong, so wrong, and now he can never fix it, becoming an obsessive concern. Kristen is a 20-something whose beloved father was murdered during a gas station robbery. Like Chuck, she is derailed by grief, abandoning plans to apply to veterinary school, moving numbly through her days working at an animal shelter. Ella is a young mom whose ex-husband picked their daughter up early from school one day several months ago and completely disappeared. As collateral damage, she lost her house and is now working two menial jobs to pay rent. Joella develops these characters with enormous empathy and clarity. In the sonorous narrative tone of a benevolent God who sees and knows all and who can be counted on to address the chaos he has wrought in their lives, the guiding image of the book is a cardinal. According to Chuck's late wife, Kat, the most special birds, because they kept us company in winter when the other birds leave. Be someone's cardinal, she urged her middle school students, one of whom, it turns out, was Kristen. The almost childlike pleasure of discovering connections like this is one of the most basic joys of reading and is key to Joella's storytelling. The calm wisdom of A Little Hope about how we bear even the toughest losses, how they are sometimes lightened by unexpected gifts, makes it a comforting companion for difficult times, while the soothing tone and warm worldview of A Quiet Life make it a grown-up bedtime story. Both will be good for what ails you. And let's hope Joella's next book is set in Delaware.
The books are A Little Hope and A Quiet Life by Ethan Joella. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. That's also where you can find links to past episodes of the show, so you'll always have a great book to read. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marion Winnick.